Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. This week is going by fast. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Anything good going on?
Oh,
you got a haircut.
Yeah. I gave myself a birthday bang chop. Oh, my God. I forgot all about it until you just gave me that look. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
There's a lot going on over there, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Well, so yesterday, for my birthday, I cleaned out gutters. It was awesome. And I got slapped in the face so hard with gunk. We had to take a downspout apart because it had some kind of blockage in it, right? So I'm pulling the downspout out of the little thing that holds it at the top, and it opens up, and this just like sewer smelling, just old rotten leaves and whatever's trapped in there, just goes like basically across my face, just like across my eye. Luckily, I closed my eyes in time. It just like it just stunk so bad, and I look over at Johnny and goes, happy birthday. So, and this was supposed to be like one of those things where he goes, hey, because I was going to do some gardening. I'd finished my sewing for the day and I was going to do some gardening. And he goes, hey, I'm going to run the hose down all the gutters and just make sure, you know, because it's going to start raining soon. You got to do it.
Yeah. But you don't unless you have a lot of. Is it because you have so many trees around your house?
We do have a lot of trees.
That's why.
Our gutters get pretty jammed. And
we don't even have to look at ours.
Oh, that's great.
Because there's no trees around it.
Yeah. But, you know, they can still get clogged. Things can blow. Just, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of trees and there's all kinds of things that can get jammed in there. Animals can build homes in there in the winter. I mean, in the summer. There's just all reasons why. So
Wow. We
go around the house and we do have a lot of trees. And we scrape out the gutters and we, you know, we're putting the hose down and so two of them are blocked. So one of them, it's a pain in the ass, but we get it done. We go over to the other side of the house where there's this olive tree that just drops crap into this thing. And it's so jammed.
Okay. Somehow this ends with you cutting your bangs?
It does. Okay. It ends with me cutting my bangs.
Okay, I was wondering. Did you dye your hair too?
I dyed it last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm sure you're just giving me a good look because of the bad bang job.
No. Well, yeah. There's that. But I was looking for the stripe.
Yeah. No, the stripe is it's not there. Right? It's not there currently. But the lookers will let me know when it's really prominent because
right.
The top of my head
Please.
Is featured right. heavily on the, so, on the looking glass.
So you go around to the other side.
So we go around and I get just splatted in the face with just the most foul smelling mud and but I, you know, wipe it off my face, wringing my hand, you know, with my disgusting gloves that I have on. I'm just like, I give up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I get that all done and then it's sort of dried on my face because it takes another hour. You know, this was supposed to be just a really quick thing. There's not supposed to be any blockages. You know, we were pretty good about keeping the gutters. And
yeah, every year you guys do
I know. So like my whole day was eaten by this, you know, this thing that was supposed to take 20 minutes. So it just took forever. So it's like, I don't know, at this point it's 3:30 and I just take off my gloves and I wash everything off and you know, I'm going to go hop in the shower and Shruti, who has been coming to my house to cut my hair for, I don't know, the last 6 months.
Wait, where's that little?
Yeah. Ding, ding, shame. She goes, hey, I want to give you a haircut for your birthday.
Nice.
And I go, you know, I'm taking a break. I'm going to let my hair grow long. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take care of my bangs and just like let it get long again. Because it grows pretty fast. So I'm like, I'll see you next year. Whatever. I go, but thank you so much. And then I'm like, because she put it in my head. I'm like, because I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to go out to dinner. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my pizza and beer. So I go into the bathroom and I shower, and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to hack them off straight first, and then I'm going to go back and do the little snips to make them not. And
a little
it just,
wispy.
It was like the, it's like the cake where you go, oh, I'll just take this little piece. Oh, now I got to make it even. Oh, now I got to do this. And
pretty
then, and
soon.
It's wet, so it seemed longer when they were wet yes. and kind of hanging down on my face. And then uh-huh. I shake them out and I dry my hair. I look, I go, oh man, I'm going to get it at work tomorrow. This is going to suck. And then I'm so embarrassed because, you know, I've seen my brother and sister-in-law all day.
And then
I
you
come back
out.
And they just,
well, what the hell happened?
I know. She goes, oh. I go, yeah, it's a birthday cut.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, you can check me out on the Looking Glass. I look
you
like
had
a,
someone call you and say, I will come to you and cut your
this
hair.
She wasn't going to come that day, and my bangs needed it.
For your
a good
birthday.
Way one day.
I know. Usually I'm pretty patient, and I do a good job on my bangs, but...
Yeah, it was your birthday.
It was.
You wanted to go get your pizza and beer.
I wanted to go get my pizza and beer. I was like,
and
oh,
did
just,
you?
Just let me cut these real quick. I did, yeah.
Oh, good.
We walked over to a Tamil pie. And our favorite waitress, Vanessa, was there. And we just I got my Deschutes fruity citrus IPA, whatever the hell it is. That
man.
I love. Oh, my
it
God.
It's gotten so weird since I quit drinking.
I know.
Oh, it's, with all the flavors and
all
stuff.
All these different flavors.
Yeah. Any place we go, they've got some kind of thing on tap that you just go, why would you want that in your beer?
Nah, it's good. It's like, it's an IPA, but it just has like a orange, like a citrus kick on it.
It sounds delicious.
It is. It's so refreshing to use that. So I love that stuff. And that's, I'm sure you can get it elsewhere, but I always get it when I go there. And my brother and sister got me, my brother and sister-in-law got me a couple little presents.
What'd they get you?
They got me a gardening apron, so it's like waterproof.
Nice.
And it has these deep pockets I can put, and it's so great. I mean, it's like... just the best present.
Waterproof like rubber or waterproof like Scotch guarded?
Like, it has like a coating. I feel like I could Windex it.
Yeah.
But it's light. It's like canvas that's been coated with something.
Oh, all right.
It sounds like, you know, when you go into the grocery store, Vinny, and the produce person
has
is
the,
there.
Yeah.
It, that's what, is
yeah,
it something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's kind of, I would say it's probably shiny if I held it under lights or whatever.
Nice.
So it has these deep pockets, so I'll be able to put my clippers and my diggers and my, you know, all my little gunk in there. It'll be a mess very soon, I'm sure. but I love that. And then they got me these gloves. Because I just go through. I usually buy these packs of their garden gloves, and they have like a rubber face on. So there's and it kind of wraps around the fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the top is like a I don't know some kind of breathable fabric. But you can really get your hands in the dirt with those, and it feels like just your hands as opposed to like big leather gardening gloves. So these ones are those gloves, but with these hard talons that go over the whole finger, so you can actually dig. They're so awesome. Huh. I was like freaking out. I'm like, and you, plus you look like, I don't know, Cruella DeVille. Yeah, like, these huge fingers. Like, I'm going to be able to just stick my fingers into the ground and dig up, you know, roots and weeds. And oh my God, it was like, it was just a great birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I
you.
Totally pigged out on pepperoni pizza.
I had to have pepperoni pizza after your talking
yesterday.
Oh, that's
so funny.
I brought home a pizza for John.
Yeah,
me and Alden.
Sometimes
I go, hey,
it just
let's
gets in
stop.
Your head.
Yeah,
it just you just.
So
think.
Did John get you anything? Not that it matters, but.
Well, he didn't get me anything. He got me the Segway tour and
that ring you told him to buy you on Christmas or birthday or when was that?
That was our 30th anniversary.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes,
that was August.
That carries.
Come
over.
On, that
yeah,
does
that
carry.
It
over.
Does, and plus we don't do you know huge things. You know, I'm sure he would have thrown me one if I'd wanted that.
If
so you didn't
no. Please, I've been on the
Friday
mud. I'm just like forget it.
Not
oh my
Friday,
God
you guys
I know not just wasn't ready for it but it was a super fun day.
That's good.
And throughout and I swear to God every hour I was getting messages from PG&E. Were you guys getting that too?
I did get a call. I didn't answer it and I didn't check to see what the voicemail was.
But every single time it was a different thing. And Xfinity actually contacted me too saying, even if you don't lose power, you might lose Xfinity. Like it's a...
I saw something like that too.
Yeah. I checked my address. There is a place you can put in your actual address and see if you're part of the planned...
Ron put it on Radio Alice.
So you can find it and...
It's fluid, though, so you're...
Right. You don't know. But it's supposed to start early today.
They've dialed back the number of people that are going to be turned off, which is good news.
Right.
But, you know, I do feel like, and I don't want to catch on fire.
No.
And yet, everybody's in the middle of their day, and the phone rings, and you hear the answering machine pick up. Hello, this is PG, and you're just like,
no.
You know.
You're the last person I want to hear from.
As if I don't have enough going on.
Is it recorded?
It was a recorded message, it's just, I think they do a mass dial. Yeah.
Right.
Whatever's on file with them is who they call, they call you. But yeah, I got that call and I just went, well, I can't do anything either on either end of what you're saying. I'm in completely at your mercy.
I'll just
is how I'm going to decide what happens next.
But you are thinking you are going to lose power. Last check.
I thought for sure we were. We lost it last time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it said we might not.
Oh.
So I don't know. It just leads me back to I have no idea what's going to happen.
Once again, Channel 2 was reporting 7 a.m. for some far northern California areas.
Right.
Was going to start to lose power.
It is
windy out.
Right. And they said it's supposed to peak like before noon and like 50 and 60 mile an hour gusts. And, you know, it's firewood. Just please, could it start raining already? My gutters are all ready.
It rained a little last night.
Oh, did
around
it?
My area, you guys?
Oh, no.
I heard that it did. I didn't notice.
The streets were wet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything.
My husband was saying something about rain next week.
Oh.
Oh, good.
But
so
I'm
it's in the forecast.
Waiting to hear it on Channel 2.
Right.
Well, I'll look into the forecast
and try to bring you
some
the
news.
The ANN
here.
Will keep us up to date on everything that we need.
You know, it's hard when the thing you use for weather has been widely reported to be inaccurate most of the time.
Right.
You go, okay, well.
Right,
where do I go?
The thing that will give me accurate then. Come on.
I mean, I'm looking at the weather app.
All right, so you were supposed to get some news yesterday. Did we get some good news?
We got really bad news, actually.
Oh, God.
So I apologize. I don't want to bring the show down.
And I don't want to try.
Broadcast my heart and head dramatics, but the truth is the news was bad, and we're bummed. And so it's the only good news is it's not for sure. He was like, it looks like Crohn's disease.
Oh, no.
Much of the conversation, because there were three of us there, had to be typed and turned onto a screen was turned to us.
Right.
So that we wouldn't. And that's part of the reason I'm going to be cagey from here forward, because I need to be strong for the people around me. So that's all I got right now.
Right.
We got to get the anemia fixed because she's super pale and red around the eyes.
Mm.
And she's, so we got to get the iron into her and get her, and hopefully we'll know. I think what we're pushing for is to get the anemia fixed, hopefully see the current outbreak.
Right.
Calm down. He's like, we can test certain things for, but she's six. Normally, we don't deal with this in six-year-olds. So
we
don't want to put whatever that stuff you drink is for an x-ray.
Barium. Mm-hmm.
Barium. We don't want to put that because we don't really want to x-ray a six-year-old. And there's no way we're going to get her to sit in an MRI machine.
Right.
So we're going to just let's deal with the symptoms for now. That's the best. It's a total downer. Like, I have dramatics going on here and here that I can't express without crying. So I just need to sort of...
Right.
Digest it.
Well, I can't show her this side.
No. You gotta be strong. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I honestly was like, it's not possible. It couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fine. I pull up. I'm like, it's gonna be fine. And then he says that. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. What is that? I'm like, oh, that is terrible.
Mm.
And he's like, and that has, and this could, and that. And he keeps turns the screen.
How come he's doing it that way? Was she
there? Isla's right there?
She's right there.
Oh.
So he's trying not to say words that are going to
stick in her and make her freak out.
And so we need to just stop here. That's the best I can tell you.
All right.
And it's certainly not party conversation.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's real and it's important. And we're all watching this little girl grow up. I'm concerned about it.
She's our daughter, too. We can say that.
Right.
We can say that.
Well, she's part of the little Alice family here.
Yeah.
Like all the kids are. Yeah. Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is hump day, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.